Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump urges nations affected by closure of Hormuz Strait to send warships to secure the narrow shipping lane. Iran says Strait of Hormuz remains operational for international shipping, but vessels linked to US and Israel not permitted. India condemns airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to death of several civilians. And India qualify for FIH Women's Hockey World Cup despite losing 0-2 to England in qualifiers. US President Donald Trump has urged nations affected by Tehran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait to send warships to secure the narrow shipping lane crucial for global oil supplies as the war with Iran entered the third week. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump urged countries such as China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK and others to send ships to the Hormuz Strait, asserting that the US will continue to bomb the shoreline and target Iranian ships and boats. He claimed that the US has already destroyed 100% of Iran's military capability, but it's easy for Iran to still target the waterway despite of how badly defeated it is. In an interview to American news channel, President Trump has said that the United States may carry out more strikes on Iran's Kharg Island, critical hub for Iranian oil exports, even as Tehran has vowed retaliation in response to Friday's attack. He said while Tehran appears ready to make a deal to end the conflict, the terms are not good enough yet. President Trump also shrugged off fears about rising oil prices. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran had virtually blocked the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates remains on heightened security alert as tensions escalate across West Asia following the United States strikes on Kharg Island, which is Iran's main crude export hub in the Persian Gulf. U.S. President Donald Trump said American forces destroyed several military targets on the island but did not strike the oil export infrastructure. Iranian authorities have not yet released a detailed assessment of the damage, though the island remains a critical center for Iran's oil exports and the wider economy.
The United Arab Emirates remained on heightened security alert after Iran issued warning to residents to avoid areas near ports, docks and locations linked to United States military activity. The warning was issued by Iran's Qatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, which said such locations could be considered legitimate targets in response to ongoing U.S. military operations. Authorities in the UAE have not reported any immediate attack following the statement, but air defense systems remain active as a precaution across the parts of the country. Meanwhile, debris from a recent aerial interception struck the facade of a building in Dubai, causing limited damage but no injuries after that particular incident. Officials say that the country continues to maintain a high level of defense readiness as tensions remain elevated across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz remains operational for international shipping, but vessels linked to the United States and Israel are not permitted to pass through the waterway. In an interview with American cable news channel, Araghchi said that the maritime passage has not been entirely shut down.
As a matter of fact, the Strait of Hormuz is open. It is only closed to the tankers and ships belonging to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies. Others are free to pass. Of course, many of them prefer not because of their security concerns. This has nothing to do with us. And at the same time, there are many tankers and ships who are passing through the Strait of Hormuz. I can say that Strait is not closed, but it is only closed to American, Israeli ships and tankers.
Switzerland has denied two requests from the U.S. to fly over its territory as part of the military action in West Asia. The government's statement cited its law of neutrality, which prohibits overflights by parties to the conflict that serve a military purpose related to the conflict. However, the Swiss government said it did allow three other flights, one for maintenance and two for transport aircraft. two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi yesterday. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Last delivery say
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
Cylinder ki delivery le.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright has directed a Texas-based oil and gas company to restore operations in waters off the Southern Californian coast that were damaged by a 2015 oil spill, invoking the Defense Production Act. The restoration of a Sable offshore core Santa Ynez unit, the pipeline off Santa Barbara, aims to address supply disruption risks. The unit includes three rigs in federal waters, offshore and onshore pipelines, and the Las Flores Canyon processing facility. The facility can produce about 50,000 barrels of oil per day and would replace nearly 1.5 million barrels of foreign crude each month. India has condemned the airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this is yet another act of aggression by a Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of a sovereign Afghanistan. He said India reiterates that Afghanistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity should be fully respected. In Kathmandu, at least seven Indian pilgrims were killed in a microbus accident in Nepal's Gorkha district last evening while returning from prayers at the Manakamana temple. The pilgrims died after the microbus plunged off the road into a gorge in the Kantar area of Sahid Lakhan rural municipality. Police said the cause of the accident remains unknown, but the electric microbus carrying the Indian pilgrims went off the road on a steep stretch. Sri Lanka has made a QR code registration system compulsory for all vehicles seeking fuel from today, the Energy Ministry announced. Authorities said fuel will not be issued at filling stations without a valid registered QR code. Officials said the country must carefully manage limited fuel reserves to sustain essential economic activities. Now on to sports. India lost 0-2 against England in the final of the FIH Women's Hockey World Qualifier at the GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad last evening, but still managed to progress to this year's mega event to be co-hosted by the Netherlands and Belgium. Both India and England have qualified for the FIH World Cup by making it to the final. Besides champions England, runner-up India and Scotland, who defeated Italy 1-0, qualified from this event for the World Cup. Formula One has announced that the Bahrain and Saudi Arabian Grand Prix will not take place in April due to the ongoing war in West Asia. The statement said this while alternatives were considered, no substitutions will be made in April. F1 was due to race in Bahrain on April 12th and in Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah on April 19th. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump urges nations affected by closure of Hormuz Strait to send warships to secure the narrow shipping lane. Iran says Strait of Hormuz remains operational for international shipping, but vessels linked to U.S. and Israel not permitted. India condemns airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to death of several civilians. And India qualify for FIH Women's Hockey World Cup despite losing 0-2 to England in qualifiers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.